Wendy's new Biggie Deals lets you choose whatever you're in the mood for. It's like a music mixing board of deals, and you're the producer. Go with some chill folk music with a JBC in the $4 Biggie Bite snack. Try the drum and bass of deals with a double stack in the $6 Biggie Bag. Or go full-on sandwich symphony with an $8 Biggie Bundle, the grand finale of snacking. And the best part? They all come with napkins! $4, $6, and $8 Biggie Deals how you want them. At Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.
This 4th of July, celebrate freedom from bad sleep at Sleep Outfitters. Right now, save up to 70% on best-selling mattresses from the brands you know and trust. Plus, with select Sealy purchases, get a free adjustable base to help you sleep cooler, deeper, and more comfortably. Not sure which mattress is right for you? Our exclusive BedMatch diagnostic technology helps match your body to the perfect mattress in just minutes. And get free white glove delivery and setup, plus our lifetime price guarantee and 0% interest financing. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters. These deals won't last.
Prepare yourselves. We liked his voice so much, we put it in a podcast. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Hello there, poddlers. So the day has finally arrived. I have made my West End stage debut, and most of the show you're about to hear is dedicated to how I got along. There were highs.
It was an absolute tour de France. It brought a kind of innate campness to the role, which surprised me.
There were lows. He said, Dave, that is perfect. Let's just do it one more time.
Oh, no.
So enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Last night was the night that I made my West End debut in Only Fools and Horses, the musical. Details on how it went coming up a little later in the show. But right now, well, in case you've missed any of it, here's how it all came about. And it started with a phone call from multi-BAFTA award-winning comedian and writer, Mr. Paul Whitehouse.
Fancy yourself a bit, don't you? So why don't you come and do a little cameo? Obviously, we wouldn't give you too much because it requires, you know, years of training and dedication. So that's just some DJ who leaps from his way onto West End stage for a bit of glory. What do you think?
So, I've made my decision.
Yes.
The answer, Paul Whitehouse. No. No, thanks. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, of course he's doing it.
Now, I've got 17 sleeps until I take to the West End stage. Yeah, it's happening on Thursday, the 23rd of June. If you've already got tickets to be seeing it that evening, then...
for a treat.
Hello! It's me from the morning! I'm going to be playing a waiter in a posh restaurant where Del takes Raquel on their first ever date. Last night, I got sent my line.
Oh, wow.
I also, as soon as I received it, I emailed it out to a load of our friends here at Absolute Radio, and they've given it their best shot. I woke up this morning to some incredible voice notes. Sarah Champion.
Who's a proper actor.
Hey, Señor Duval? Mr. Duval? Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Intimidatingly good.
Really good.
Yeah, I know.
Really good.
But I didn't need to hear that, you know. I didn't want
that. Yeah.
And then there was the Queen of Rock, Leona Graham.
Señor Duval, Mr. Duval, transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval, slash his hands.
And then she just came out again. Someone's well, Jell. And they didn't like the fact that I'm going to be having a role in Only Fools and Horses, and so they've gone out and they've conjured their own.
Yeah.
It's your 10-year-old daughter, Bess.
Yeah, no-one saw this coming.
No-one saw this coming. So what's going on?
She is going to be in a school show, Only Fools and Horses.
Bonjour, David. I hear I have a bigger part in Only Fools and Horses than you. I'm playing Boise, and here are some of the lines. Marlene, I have told you that this market is far too down market for us.
I need to ask your permission, actually, there, because I need to nip out at some point to record an interview with Radio Nottingham, if that's all right.
What, you're going to leave this show to go and be a guest on another radio show?
Yeah, they just want to talk about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, not that you have to ask my permission, Matt, but why don't you try and, during your interview with Radio Nottingham, the fine folks there,
yeah.
Why don't you try, because I'm going to have to do it Thursday on the West End stage, I want you to say the word Signor Duval.
How am I going to work that into it?
Say it like it's something you normally say.
It's just me, Paul McCartney, and my producer, Senor Duval, in the hotel room.
I'm in the dark a bit here. You have a surprise for me.
This is great news. I have booked one of the country's leading acting coaches, Sarah Jane Butler, to come in tomorrow just after 8.
Right.
And sort of help you prepare for what is a massive performance.
I think with any acting, you know, we're not talking, you know, Only Fools and Horses isn't some gritty mumblecore drama, you know. We've got the great John Gielgud said, style is knowing what show you're in.
Signor Duval! Mr. Duval! Transatlantico call for you, Mr. Duval!
I think that's it. Surely, that's the
time. Oscar Colin Morley. Good morning, Oscar.
Mr. Berry, Mons 2,
my friend. Signor Duval, Mr. Duval, a transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
OK, Dave, well, listen, don't...
Oh, no, Oscar, no!
No, listen, darling, there's time. There's always time.
Oh, man.
We have the best audiences in the world.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is always electric, as you know. So
I do.
You get to experience it from the other side and with all that energy concentrated into nearly 1,000 faces staring at you while you do that. It's going to be fabulous.
Now, do you want a new kitchen quickly, but don't know where to start? That's my big philosophical question for you this morning. Well, Wickes ready-to-fit kitchens are available for you to take away, assemble and fit whenever suits you. And they have loads of great offers on them right now, including the Ohio Navy. Ohio Navy. Ohio Navy. Shop in store or download the Wickes app. And to celebrate, we are giving you that Wickes gift card worth £250 as we play Kitchen Concerto. Matt, how does it work?
Well, Dave, I have been busy cooking up some sweet, sweet, soulful beats in my Wickes ready-to-fit kitchen.
Yeah.
Me and having a jam session in the kitchen with producer Gordy up in Edinburgh. He's done most of the heavy lifting, to be
honest.
He's
a very talented guy.
Yeah, he is. We've only used a range of kitchen appliances to make this sweet, sweet, soulful music. Come on air and correctly identify my music mix, and you will win yourself a Wickes gift card worth £250. It's that simple.
Well, thank you very much. And all jokes aside, producer Gordy is a very talented person, and what you're about to hear is a very popular ditty from the Absolute Radio playlist that he has composed. He's a musician as well as a producer. There's a bit of blender in there, there's a carrot being grated, there's a big old squeaky oven door, and there's Matt on the teacups. Are we ready? Here we go. It's his neighbours I feel sorry for. So, basically, can you name that tune on line one? We have Deborah. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
The warmest of welcomes to the show. How are you doing today? How are you feeling heading into the weekend, Deborah?
I'm feeling pretty good, actually. Yeah, the sun's shining. We're going to go see Green Day.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm glad I asked. I didn't see that. That's so much more exciting than what I'm going to be doing, Deborah. I'm jealous. So, listen. Thank you. That's a very kind invitation. Did you hear the song that producer Gordy and Matt Dyson had conjured in the kitchen?
I did.
Who do you think it is?
I think it's Pulp, Common People.
Let's see if you're right. One more time with feeling. Deborah, congrats. Deborah, her name was Deborah. Never Deborah suited Rattles. You. That's not a compi, that's Disco 2000, isn't it? There's a Jarvis Cocker connection happening somewhere here. Deborah, well done. You've won a £250 Wickes gift card. What are you going to do with it?
Well, my daughters are both doing up houses at the moment, so it'll come in handy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Deborah. This is a non-transferable gift voucher.
It's in your name only.
Yeah, it's in your name only.
It is an NFT.
Okay. No, I'm sorry, Deborah. It's just like, you know, with the whole Green Day, you can come along. It was all fun and great on this show, and you just really ruined it there by not reading the T's and C's online.
You must check
that. I'll just have to spend it on myself then.
Yeah, that's much more like it, Deborah. Okay, bye now. I'm just going to cut Deborah off there. That was all thanks to Wix. Do you want a new kitchen quickly, but you don't know where to start? Wix ready-to-fit kitchens are available for you to take away, assemble and fit whenever suits you. They've got loads of great offers on them right now, including Ohio Navy. Shop in-store or download the Wix app. Love you, Deborah.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
When it comes to stuff on the socials, Matt, what's mattering right now?
We'll have a trip down memory lane shortly, but first, Sudocreme is still trending this morning on Twitter. You may have seen this. Sudocreme, of course, founded in Ireland in 1931. Britain's favourite nappy rash treatment.
Yeah, I think we know that, Matt.
That thick white cream. It turns out that every time you mention them in a tweet, though, you get an automatic reply advising you on its use. It would appear to be an automatic reply because it gets sent out to everyone. So this all started yesterday when a journalist called Angela Haggerty found a picture of a Roman skull impaled with a large spike that's on display at a museum in Germany at the moment.
Okay.
Quite a grim image, but she says, she tweeted it saying, nothing a bit of Sudocreme wouldn't sort out. Little joke.
Nice.
Harmless joke.
Yeah.
Sudocreme then replied with, hi there, thank you for getting in touch. It looks like you have referenced the use of Sudocreme antiseptic healing cream, which it is not intended for according to its label. Because Sudocreme antiseptic healing cream is a licensed medicine, we are obliged to report this. So every time you mention it, they have to reply. It automatically replies with that. So then obviously everyone is mentioning Sudocreme in every single tweet.
Is that the same with other pharmaceuticals or other creams? Is it the same with whipped cream, double cream?
Yeah, no, I'm not sure. No, I don't think so.
If you mention ice cream, you just immediately get tracked down by Mr. Whippet.
Mr. Whippet gets in touch, yeah.
Who's having his third reference of the week? I can't believe how popular Mr. Whippet is on this breakfast show.
I was saying to Anna that actually in other countries, obviously, they don't have Mr. Whippet, but I remember being on holiday in Cyprus when I was about 9 years old, and their version of Mr. Whippet is Rambo. It's called Rambo. And instead of just playing an ice cream tune, what happens is he stops by each individual house and he yells, ice cream! Until you come out and say yes or no. And then he'll move on to the next house. I'm still not entirely sure I didn't, whether or not I dreamt that or not.
I believe
they have Rambo in Cyprus.
You know what we've not done in a long while? A drunk podcast. So thank you for that, Glenn. So Matt, Rambo aside.
Yes, so everyone is getting in touch with Sudocreme saying, I hear Sudocreme can bring people back from the dead. They get the reply about antiseptic healing cream not intended for this use. My arm just fell off now. How much Sudocreme can I put to make it grow it back? And they get the same reply. So ongoing, people keep tweeting Sudocreme, as you'd imagine. And then the social ammo history lesson this morning, because it's a 10th anniversary of quite a groundbreaking video clip of a young man who'd been on the greatest weekend ever, a stag do with all of his lad mates. This was Thomas James Gray. 10 years ago this week, this one came out.
So I just got back from the greatest weekend of my life. The greatest weekend of my life! It was so much fun, it was amazing. It was basically it was Jono's stag do. The lads went down to London and he finally asked Victoria to marry him. By finally, I mean already. and it was just brilliant. You know, it was such a great bunch of lads. Actually, I didn't know some of them, but they were really, they grew on me, and you know, we're friends for life now. There's a lot of banter. You know, we're sort of ripping each other. And to be fair, I was mainly the brunt of the jokes. And fair enough, you know, if that's my role, I'll take it. As long as I'm involved. Do not leave me out.
It's 5 minutes. It goes on for
I've reacted
minutes.
Really viscerally to that. I've forgotten about
it's
it.
It's amazing.
I think I'd try to suppress the memory.
It's so good.
But is he like the, is he a Hall of Famer?
He is. He really is a social ammo Hall of Famer. Yeah. Like all those comic actors doing like monologues. these days. This, you know, he was like a trailblazer.
He's the granddad.
He's an Alistair Green video. Alistair Green.
Before him. Because it was really grainy, a really poor quality image. It went on for ages. And he was like a sort of posh David Brent character. But some people thought he was real. Quite, I remember at the time, a lot of people didn't think he was an actor. They thought, oh, wow, this, who's this crazy character? Very funny. Anyway, I'll share it. You can have a look for yourself. Relive those memories from 10 years ago. That is the Social Ammo Action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
This is the band of Grand Music, and we'll be getting there presently. But first, Glenn, you'll be relieved to know that in Cyprus there is an ice cream character called Rambo.
Oh, thank God.
Who will hail you between 3:30pm and 5:30pm.
There we go. It was true.
So you've been hailed by Rambo?
Yeah.
And what was his wares like? Were they delicious and whippy?
No, we were. It was very, very, my parents were very like, no, you do not buy ice cream from Rambo. That's not a hard and fast rule.
Yeah.
But we just weren't allowed ice cream from Rambo for some reason. Never. We're never told why.
Don't touch that. It's hot. Look both ways when you cross the road. Do not buy ice cream from Rambo.
Yeah, he's still not over Narm.
Okay, it is time for Bandagrams. Effectively, we have taken a band or artiste from the Absolute Radio playlist. We put them through an anagram generator. Can you tell us who it is? And this morning, we have someone who features heavily, and rightfully so, on Absolute Radio, Absolute Radio 10s, and Absolute Radio 20s. And the bandagram is Mr. D fans. Mr. D-E-E fans.
Ooh, Mr. D fans. Mr. M-R or
yes,
M-I-S?
I am.
Mr. D fans.
Mr. D fans. So this is the way in which you earn a shout-out on The Breakfast Show. Glenn, would you like to put us out of our misery this morning?
I believe it's Sam Fender.
It is Sam Fender. Congratulations. Congratulations also to Karen Ipswich, laying in bed, solving anagrams. Thanks, Karen. Andrew from Barking Out on Walkies with Milo the Bear again. Steve the Burkham Butcher, looking forward to a weekend of pool and darts. If it's a pub game, the Butcher is your man. Nikki, who has a day off today but had to get up for the electrician, who's arriving at 7:30. Oh, it's over. When you book a day off and then you realise someone from the trade's coming round because you need their help. You've invited them into your home. Yeah. It's not their fault. And so you've only got yourself to blame. That is what compounds your misery. Ian from Orpington, who is sitting in front of the work computer thinking, is it Dowie time yet?
Ooh.
Look at the impact you've had on the nation, Anna Geary. My goodness.
I would say it's always Dowie time.
You know, Anna very kindly came to see me in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, last night. Glenn, I know that you had a gig. You've got a big stand-up tour coming. That's understandable. No excuse from you though, Matt. No.
Train strike.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I know, train strike. But Anna, you, and it was lovely, and I glanced up, you were in the box to the left, stage right you were.
Yeah.
And I just saw you slowly but surely just lift up this white piece of paper, and it just said, give us a shout out on it. And I thought,
well, you didn't, did you? You didn't. You're one Western opportunity.
You're doing fine work for Dowegbert. That's the truth. Bandagrams was Sam Fender. There will be another bandagram along here on The Breakfast Show on Monday morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And we've had a week's worth of Take It to the Limit. Today is going to be the final day, which is sad. But, Matt, this is your last opportunity to really nail how this works for everyone in a clear, concise fashion.
So, we have one vessel of undetermined size with water. You pour it into another vessel of undetermined size that is empty.
Uh-huh.
You need to get as close as you can to the rim without overflowing.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoever gets highest up the vessel, which we will mark.
I don't know if I like highest up the vessel.
Highest.
Doesn't quite scan
in
for
terms
me.
Of volume. Whoever fills volume, the volume.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. And gets. I mean, I have to say hashtag rim it to win it. If you get right into the rim, then you'll win.
I'm going
to
miss this game a lot, and I wish I could play it at home. It just requires so much equipment, doesn't it?
Exactly.
And it's just so much setup. The microphones, release the vessels.
And nothing in my kitchen is of an undetermined size.
No.
I don't even know where to get that
It's all
from.
Determined.
It's all determined. I bought it, so I chose it.
Yeah, you determined which size.
It's really weird because on the script, Matt's bit's like three lines, and yet this always goes on for hours. Have you finished?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. On line one, we have Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Richard, hello. Welcome along to the show. On line two, we have Jill. Good morning, Jill.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hi, Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Jill, this is Richard. Richard, this is Jill.
Morning, Jill.
Morning, Richard.
OK, guys, this is what's going to happen on Take It to the Limit. Matt Dyson has a vessel of undetermined size in front of him. He will fill it with water from another vessel of undetermined size. All you need to do is shout, stop, when you think you are near the rim of the vessel. You must hashtag rim it to win it. The contestant who gets the closest to the rim will win, but if you penetrate the rim and spill, you automatically lose. Now, Richard, you are playing first. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
OK, in that case, Matt Dyson, please make your way over to the Cathedral of Drench.
Yes.
The Splashback Villas.
Nice. I am in the domain of dowsing. OK.
Here he is.
Dave, can you activate the vessel, Mike?
Activating vessel, Mike, now.
Oh, Darius, there he is.
I'm going to miss you, Darius.
Right, OK, ready to play.
Richard, effectively, just shout stop before Matt spills water all over the desk. That's what you've got to do. OK, good luck, and commence the pour.
Here we go.
Stop.
Oh, OK, OK, we're going to mark you off.
Okay, that is marked, and we will reload.
Jill, you are now in the Cathedral of Drench. Welcome, welcome. same applies to you, really. Just shout stop before Matt spills water all over the carpet. Okay,
here we go.
Commence the pour.
She's done it.
Jill, you did it! Well done! You did not penetrate the rim, but you got closer to it than Richard. You're off to see the Eagles. Richard, great having you on the show. Jill, congratulations.
Oh, gosh, I'm so excited. Thank you.
It's going to be a great gig. Thank you for tuning into the show. We'll speak to you real soon.
You will do. Thank you very much.
Bye now. Take care. Bye. And, of course, we also say goodbye to Darius.
Ah.
Goodbye, Darius.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I had a late night last night. I wasn't, you know, out on it, having fun. Oh, no, I was at the theatre, darling.
You weren't out on the tiles, you were treading the boards.
Yes, not
you
the tiles, the boards.
You were falling through the bar.
Yeah. Yes,
last night was my long-awaited appearance in Only Fools and Horses, the musical, and it was a whole pile of fun. We were greeted at the door by Tom Bennett, who plays Del Boy.
Oh, yes.
A very talented actor.
Love him.
Does a great job of playing Del. Anna, you were there. He's fantastic, isn't
brilliant.
He?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
He's also just one of the nicest people I think I've ever met. Mm. And he welcomed us at the stage door and chatted and said, we're so happy that you're here, that you're doing this. We love Absolute Radio. It's great that you're on board. It was just really nice and warming. In fact, producer Mark and I, the Hypebeast woman over there, we must have said the words, so nice, aren't they, to each other about 50,000 times yesterday. We went in to do the rehearsal. And I obviously they hadn't heard me deliver the line yet, even though I delivered it to myself in my own mind 40 million times. But then you're there. And you're on set. And the scene, in case you don't know, is where Del and Raquel have met through a dating service and they are going out for their meal for the first time. And Del is, you know, Mr. Duval. He's lying about what he does. He's making out that he's a big international businessman. And they're sitting there and I'm playing the part of the waiter. Mm-hmm. And I come out and I basically say, there's a transatlantic phone call for you, Mr. Duval. He takes it. And in the end, he's talking to Sylvester Stallone and he's doing it all in earshot of Raquel. So she's very impressed that all these people. So we run through the scene. And then, you know, and I've been in the business of show long enough to know this. And in fact, I think we touched on this before. The awful line, the director, Chris, who's a very nice man, he said, Dave, that is perfect. Let's just do it one more time.
Oh, no.
So I've already been one more time. Yeah. Now, newcomers wouldn't know they were being one more timed. Yeah. But I knew when I was being one more timed.
And
I'm shaken, you know. Shaken to my very core.
Yeah, that Daft Punk song is actually about all their failed auditions that they had in the 90s.
So I then have to reset to my first position. Now, the prop that I'm given, which I always knew was going to be a phone... Obviously, in your mind's eye, you just think it's just going to be a phone that, you know, a phone that we use every... This is a phone, right, isn't it? Yeah. It was one of those two-piece phones.
One for your ear, one for your mouth.
Effectively, technically, it's two props. So suddenly, you know, they've doubled my prop amount, and I've been told it's great, but let's do it one more time. Oh. So I've had to go back to first position, where then, really embarrassingly, someone had to help me and move the earpiece and the mouthpiece over into the opposite hands because I couldn't seem to hold them in the correct hands. I was so nervous in rehearsal, I've forgotten how to hold stuff. I'm surrounded as well because the stage revolves to give you these different settings. It's so well stage managed. But all of the props are from the original TV series.
Oh, really?
So I am literally within elbow distance of knocking over like Del Trotter's actual cigar holder, you know, and that's if that's shattered into a million pieces as are people's dreams.
Yeah.
So I go out and I do it again, Señor Duval, Mr. Duval. And it goes a little bit better. In fact, it goes so well, the director insists we'll only have to do it one more time.
Oh, God.
But at this point, Tom Bennett and Ashley, who plays Raquel, are being so kind and so generous and they're so lovely that I'm feeling okay. Yeah. So I do it a third time. And it goes really well, and I'm feeling happy, and there's a little bit of a laugh amongst the crew, and that's always a good sign, and I'm getting it. And then it happens. They add an extra line for me to deliver.
What?
Just 3 hours before curtain call.
Oh, no.
And they add another prop.
What? Joking, you got no hands free. Hold it.
Yeah, what that means, of course, because professional actors, they realise that, you know, I don't have three hands, so I then have to rehearse Del putting the phone back on the hook, so that makes it just one prop again instead of two, leaving me a free hand for the prop they've just introduced, which only comes after I deliver my new line. let me tell you, it's a chunky line. Grazie mille. So, I mean, imagine having to get your head around that.
That's in another language again.
Not more Italian. Why? we run it a couple of times.
How many?
Numbers aren't important.
Yeah.
We run it a couple of times and we've got it. And they're like, are you happy? And they're so supportive, so warm, so loving. I'm like, I've got it. I'm excited. We're going to do it. They're like, okay, so that's rehearsal finished. Be back here in half an hour for the physical and vocal warm-up. So the rehearsals are in the bag. I've been given the extra line and the extra prop, and I'm okay with that. Yeah, yeah. I'm okay with that, aren't I, producer Mark? And he's going, yes, Dave, you're okay with that. You're okay with that. So Mark takes me for a walk around the... He honestly did. Took me for a walk around the block to calm me down.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you not doing the hand-breathing technique?
I was trying all the techniques. I was using Mark's hands. My own hands. At one point, I grabbed a passerby and started blowing into his hand. He wasn't calming me down at all. But we've only got 20 minutes to calm me down. And honestly, we're the theatre, is the Haymarket Theatre. You can't take a relaxing stroll around there because it's Piccadilly Circus or Trafalgar Square. That's what you've got on either side.
Sometimes you go to an American candy store to unwind.
Yeah. Might go and buy some Lego. So I'm trying to calm down. But we've got to go back because we've got the warm-up, the physical and vocal warm-up. Now, I just popped through to Studio 2 there to show Anna and Glenn just a still image of me during this this harrowing ordeal, and it that's exactly what it was, because we arrived and the entire cast, once again, some of the most talented and wonderful human beings I've ever had the fortune to meet, they've all changed into their gear, so it looked like the kids from Fame but set in Peckham. I'm wearing linen trousers and black patent slip-on loafers. But I've got nothing to change into, you know. Yeah. And but I just have to get involved. You have to get involved. So we start by dancing. That's what we're going to do. We're going to dance on stage. I don't know any of these people. You know, they're all friends. They're all hugging each other. They're all holding each other, stretching each other's calves out. It's all very friendly. Yeah. And there's me, and you know, they kind of put some music on. Here we go, everyone.
Yeah. Let's go, girls.
So there we go. The linen trousers are flexing.
I've got some half price cracked ice.
Oh. Life measure.
So yeah, we're all doing the stretches. We're all there. Then we start doing the vocal warm ups as well. Lots of cheek wobbling. You're going to join in? This is what we do in the theatre. Lots of cheek wobbling. Once we were warmed up, we then had a little bit of downtime before we took to the stage. And my moment has been recorded forever for us all to enjoy. So I have brought the telephone into the restaurant where Dan is schmoozing Raquel. Yeah. I've told him he's got a transatlantic call. He has a conversation with Sylvester Stallone, hands me the phone back. That was when my added line comes in. And then the added prop of Dell giving me a £20 note. Nice. Quite a handsome tip. Here we go.
Signor Duval! Mr. Duval!
Mr. Duval, that's me.
Transatlantic call for you, Mr. Duval.
Oh, please excuse me, Raquel. I must get this very important transatlantic telephone call.
Yeah, bonjour, sir. Bonjour.
Oh, unbelievable.
Grazie mille.
Thank you, David.
Oh, cheers, Dell!
And there it is! Thank you! Thank you to all of my fellow cast members for making it possible. And of course, once I trod the boards, once I'd been given a little pat on the back, it felt good. You know, I felt okay. But it was really only one person's opinion that mattered. Ooh. And it was, of course, friend of the show and cast member, Oscar Conlon-Morey.
Oh, yeah.
In case you don't know, Oscar was the member of the cast who was bold enough to come live on The Breakfast Show earlier this week and kind of give me the pep talk I needed. I delivered the line the best I could to him live on that very show, and he said, well, at least you've still got some time. So after we'd finished and just before Oscar went home, the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark collared him for an interview, and this is officially my first review.
He was remarkable. And I'm not just saying that. He was so committed. It was a joy to watch. It was an absolute Tour de France. He brought a kind of innate campness to the role, which surprised me. It was less Laurence Olivier, more Laurence Llewellyn Bowen, but there was genius in his work. Such truth. I am agog, aghast, and in awe. He's a very valued member of our cast now, and I hope he shall stay with us for a very long time.
Oh, Oscar, thank you so much. As I've already said, if you haven't seen Only Fools and Horses, the musical, then book your tickets. It really is an incredible night out. You'll have so much fun. And as I said at the very beginning, in case you're just joining us, I want to say a huge thank you to Tom Bennett, who does such wonderful work playing Del Boy and was literally there waiting for me at the stage door. He took time out of what is a really hectic schedule just to kind of make me feel at home. And then he introduced me to Ryan Hutton, who plays Rodney, Ashley Gray, who plays Raquel, Pippa Duffy, who's Cassandra, Andy Mace, who's Granddad, Jeff Nicholson, who's Boise, Samantha Lane, who's Marlene, the lovely Peter Baker, who's Trigger, Bradley John, who's Denzel, all such lovely people. There wasn't a moment that went by when there wasn't somebody, and they were so busy on stage putting the show on, like there'd be a hand on the shoulder. You okay, Dave? Everything all right, Dave? Just really supportive.
You just looked that worried.
I did. I looked that nervous. I got hugged so many times. I was like, I got hugged by the Driscoll brothers, so I could tick that box off. The rest of the incredible cast, including Chris, Andrew, Lee, Lisa, Christopher, Reese, Danny, Darren and Nicola, and of course, literally the granddaddy of them all, thank you to Paul Whitehouse for the opportunity in the first place. Thank you so much.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Extra! Extra!
Oh, yes, indeed.
Extra!
What you got, Matt?
We've had no Josh Pugh this week, so what? We need to sort that out. I can't believe it. We need to sort that out.
Sort it out ASAP, please.
And he's gone topical this time as well, with a little video on the socials of the sort of practicalities of life on a picket line.
He is an okay.
Right, let's get back to it. Fair pay. Give us fair pay. Just popped in to get my charger. That's not crossing the picket line. I'm on like 11%. It's 10 o'clock in the morning. So I keep watching videos. It's a bit boring. Bored yesterday. I think that's too small as a thing. So I can't go in at all, not even to get a... Just put a ham salad in the fridge. So I can't even get...
It's a hot day. I can't keep it out here, so I can't even go in and get that. That's wasted then. By the time the strike's off, that'll be ruined. That's a complete waste. That's so wasteful of food that you should never waste food.
Never waste food. Wise words at the end there as well. We'll share it so you can watch the full clip for yourself. You'll be talking about it later on our Save Your Date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And it is time to bid you farewell, not only for your Friday morning, but from a week's worth of The Breakfast Show. I would like to thank you all for tuning in, and to those of you who well wished ahead of and post my appearance in Only Fools and Horses, the musical.
What a performance it was.
It really does mean a lot. You can see my vocal and physical warm-up pre-show on my Instagram, Dave_Berry_Insta. Plot spoiler, it ain't pretty. So, Matt, podcast naming duties. I'm going to give you context today because there's only one option. But so instead of not giving you the options to choose from, and you might think I'm being rude, but I think that it will sit nicely in a body of work.
Yeah.
Because Monday we had The Perils of Living Near a Souk. Then we had There Are No Small Parts, Only Small Actors. Yes. Then we had Mr. Whiplash. Then we had Your Face is the Hottest Club in Town. And to finish it off, I think we have I Was Agog, Aghast and in Awe.
Oh, yes. The reviews are in. And you have a future in the West End, certainly.
Thank you very much indeed to my acting companion, Oscar, for his review. So, up next, we're going to bring you news on how we can make you a winner. It's £115,000. If you win it, we'll have it in your bank account so you can get spending across the weekend. Oh, yes, we will. I'll be back on Tuesday at 6 a.m. So, until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Bonjour.
He came, he saw, he tried to conquer, but alas, we've told him to come back next week and try again. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.